Life's so full on. I've been working on this deck for ages. These steaks don't cook themselves, you know. Life's good with a Trex deck. Composite decking made from 95% recycled materials that won't rot, stain or fade. Trex, the world's number one decking brand.
Brick Lane One Love Pale Ale, brewed by the award-winning team at Brick Lane Brewing. Drink responsibly.
Help getting your builder's registration? Call Master Builders Victoria today to discuss our member support program.
Dwayne's World with Dwayne Russell.
Always great to have your company for Dwayne's World. We'll head back to your calls very shortly on that open line brought to us by Werribee Kia. Werribee Kia awarded National Kia Car Dealer of the Year. Werribee Kia makes buying cars easy. That number 1300 736 736. Keep your text coming through as well on that 40 winks temper text, T-E-M-P-U-R, temper, mattresses and pillows like no other. Quite a few coming through saying they enjoyed hearing Simon Mitchell, and he's a ripper. Listening to Simon makes me think, I'll follow the Phoenix, one on the text, and another, love how Simon is a no-excuse kind of guy. Time to talk a little bit of AFL, though, for Tyre Power. Their Tyre Power Pick One big holiday sale is on now. Matthias Filippo has been good enough to join me. South Australian with a great football history, likely to be picked up in the top 10, and he's on the line for a chat. Welcome to you, Matthias. Welcome to you, and great to have you on the program.
No, thanks, Dwayne. Thanks for having me on, man. It's a pleasure.
It's great for me to have so many of the young guns on. This is probably the first of about 30 times I'll talk to you during the course of your career, hopefully. The first question I asked Elijah Sardis yesterday was, if I'm calling him round one, I want to get his name right. Can I get your name right? Now, I know your dad played and your grandfather played, and I played in between their two eras as well. Is it Filippo or Filippo?
Filippo, yeah. A lot of people mix between the two, but I don't mind too much, but it is Filippo.
Okay, beautiful. Should there be a more enhanced father-son? Should there be an opportunity for you to stay in SA?
No, I don't think so. I think the rules are fine the way they are. I'm not too familiar with them, to be honest with you myself, but I think there was an opportunity. Both teams did have the opportunity to, I was probably right in their mix with their first picks, and you know they decided to, you know, respectfully go for their, you know, other options, which, you know, makes sense, and I completely understand it. But no, I don't think father son sport wise speaking, there should be any reason for me to get a go. No.
Has it been nice for you to be one of those that have grown up with a footy background with such a long history in the, even though your dad played for Footscray for a few games as well, but a long history in the Sandville?
Yeah, it's awesome having, you know, two generations of guns passed down, you know, through me. I'm very grateful for that. And yeah, both dad and granddad have been, you know, very important for me in my journey. So yeah, it's awesome.
You've spoken to quite a few of the clubs and you're expected to go top 10. I'm having a chat to Kevin Shifter-Sheehan shortly, so I'll find out from Shifter where he expects you to go. He's certainly got you, I think, in the top 12 or 13. How are you watching it pan out, do you think? You've been invited over, so I think even the AFL expects you to go fairly early.
Yeah, I guess, you know, can't, you know, say anything for certain because, you know, I probably know just about as much as everyone else at this point in time. So, yeah, we'll have to wait and see where the cards fall on the night, really, yeah.
And you're more than happy to move, obviously, because it's more than likely that you will have to move. The two Adelaide-based teams don't have a pick in the top 10.
Yeah, 100%. And, yeah, I've spoken to a lot of people and said that, you know, I'm almost more excited to go into state. And, you know, I completely understand the you know, the worries and the concerns about, you know, the go-home factor. And, you know, it doesn't really matter what I say that, you know, to try and reassure. But I'm so excited to go into state. And, you know, I'm sure, you know, I'm going to, you know, take advantage of that opportunity and learn a lot from that experience. So I'm really looking forward to it.
Well, it's a long line of Sandville stars that have come to Victoria and never gone home. I mean, Craig Bradley still lives in Victoria, one of the all-time greats. Stephen Kernahan, if not the greatest, one of the all-time greats. So it is a nice place to live. Well, I'm a South Australian and never gone home. So it's a nice place over here if you end up in Victoria, yeah. Matthias.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I've been over to Melbourne quite a bit for basketball as well in that Dandenong area for a lot of basketball carnivals, and I've always enjoyed my time there as well. So, yeah, I definitely wouldn't be complaining, you know, wherever I end up if it was to be Melbourne.
So, A lot of us commentators get stuck in this basketball background sphere, especially when it comes to guys like Scott Pendlebury. Good were you?
Oh, I'd like to think I was, you know, pretty good. You know, whether I would have made a career out of it, I'm never going to get that answer. But I'd like to think I was pretty good. Yeah.
Who's your favourite all time? I know what your answer's got to be. Are you a Jordan man? I think you're a Kobe Bryant man as well, aren't you?
Yeah, both of them. Yeah, love MJ and Kobe, definitely. But MJ all time, 100%. Yeah.
A midfielder, even though you're 192 centimetres and can kick a goal as well. So where's your best position?
Yeah, good question. I like to think mid forwards. My main position, and whether that happens right away at AFL level, it's probably, you know, unlikely. But I guess that's a strength of mine that recruiters have you know notified, is that I'm, you know, pretty versatile, so I can, you know, come into a team hopefully early on and you know be able to contribute in another role. But yeah, mid forward would be my strongest positions at the moment. Yeah.
Because 192 in the past would have been enough to be a key position. Can you play a key post if needed?
I'm not sure. That's a very good question. I mean, I don't think right away. No, I'd definitely have to learn how to play a key position. But I don't think it's. Yeah, I think I've got the athletic capabilities and, you know, the mental capabilities to be able to learn something like that. But I guess it depends on, you know, the team I go to and their needs. But yeah, I think I could learn it. But not too sure. It's a good question.
And you're about to have a birthday, I think, in about a month's time. So you're, I think, a December 27 birth date. So yeah, you're younger than most. You've essentially all your career been playing against kids who've had 8, 9, sometimes 10 months more development than you.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, that's done your research. And yeah, I think it's a big advantage for me. A lot of people say to me, you know, I wish your mum held you in for another, you know, 5 days. But I always say, I think things would be a hell of a lot different if I was born 5 days later. Like you said, I've had to go against guys that, you know, from my early teenage years were probably physically a lot more developed than me. And I think, you know, I learned a lot from that process mentally, become, you know, I like to think, quite resilient. So yeah, it's a strength of mine, I like to think, and yeah, upside and all that. But I think already I've reaped the benefits of being a younger born fella. So yeah.
So do you think it was a disadvantage for you early? There is talk that sometimes it doesn't help you get nominated for state teams, etc., because you are trying to get into a primary school state team against kids who are, you know, when you're 12, 13, having 7 months more advancement in your growth and your maturity as a person as well can be a disadvantage.
Yeah, 100%. I think, you know, judging talent at such young age, you can get too caught up in it. And you know, really, you got to look at age difference, because a lot of guys that are born earlier in the year are a lot more confident in their bodies. And, you know, it's easy to say, you know, he's brave and, you know, he's hard into the contest than another guy. But if he's born, you know, almost a year later, then, you know, it makes sense. But yeah, I definitely think it can be a disadvantage. But I also think, like I've said, it can be a huge advantage as well, because a lot of other older boys, when they get caught up, don't know how to handle that. And I think that's an advantage of mine. So, yeah.
You've been more a Port fan than a Crow fan, I understand?
Yeah, growing up, I was a Port man. Not too sure. I just kind of gravitated towards them and it went from there, yeah.
And who do you... I can answer the question because I've read the articles, but I can say who you play like because the articles are telling me that. I haven't seen a lot of your form other than highlights packages. So, who do you think you play like?
Yeah, it's a good question. I'm not sure I can single in on one specifically, to be honest. I've had that many people come up and tell me random names of guys, but I guess the most common one people, you know, like to associate me with is Bontempelli, because the left foot and bigger body midfielder. But I've had heaps of people say, you know, play like guys that aren't as well known as him. So I try not to think about it too much.
And why do you sound like you're 22, 23 when you're doing interviews, Mateus? Every interview you've done, you've shown amazing maturity. I'm not sure what your year 12 departure from school score has been, but you sound like you're ready to roll day one.
No, thanks, Dwayne. I'm not too sure. I wasn't the greatest public speaker before this year. I was actually just having lunch with Mum and we were speaking about it. Kind of came from nowhere, really. And Yeah, I don't know. I guess I've just gone through some things as a kid growing up and, you know, probably have, you know, I guess I'd like to think matured quicker. And yeah, but no, nah, thanks. I really appreciate that.
And a leader as well. You played in an under-18 flag with Torrens, or Woodville Torrens as it is now. I'm stuck in the old ways with West Torrens. But has success sort of followed you a little bit as well?
Yeah, I would think so. Yeah, I had a great year. I was lucky enough to be a part of that great run in the 18s as a bottom major and learn a heap from being in that leadership group. There was six of us, and me and Adam were two of the younger ones. And yeah, I learned a lot from Adam, especially leadership wise. And yeah, it was a privilege. And I think coming through, I had a lot of team success more than anything. So I've definitely had a good run.
I hear the Hawks even flew you over for a chat. What did Sam Mitchell have to say?
We analysed a bit of film and he spoke to Dad a bit. It was pretty laid back. It was just a nice general conversation, really.
Were they looking at anything particular, body language-wise? Or did they just want to be in your company for a little while without putting you under the hammer with the questioning?
It was a bit of both. It was more just what were you thinking here, that type of thing. I think he was just trying to pick my brain a bit more, get to know me, because I haven't really spoken to him too much throughout the year, more so the recruiting team. And I think that's, you know, what it was like for a lot of the other guys. But, yeah, it was pretty general questions and it wasn't too serious, so it was good.
So game situational stuff where they said, OK, here's the ball, where would you be in this circumstance, etc.?
Yeah, that type of thing. That show plays of me, and he'd ask if I can remember them, and he'd ask me to walk me through my thinking at this, you know, this point of time, and things like that. So yeah.
Did you go all right with it?
Yeah. I'd like to think so. Yeah, I know Sam's got a great, you know, great mind, and you know, I'm not sure, you know, whether he would have agreed with everything I said, but I think I analysed it pretty well.
Great to have a chat to you, Matthias. There's quite a few coming through on the text saying, well, what a well-spoken young man. Good luck to him on the start of his career. There's another one here that's come through from a bloke by the name of Steve who said that you've got the pronunciation of your name wrong. It's Philippou, not Philippo. Like it's Postecoglou, like it's Christou. So you, apparently you don't even know how to pronounce your own name.
It's Macedonian, so the pronunciation's different from that side of it. But no, I'm not. It's definitely Philippo.
I thought your grandfather was from Canberra.
Oh no, he no, that's Dad. But,
okay.
Peter's from Macedonia. Yeah.
Okay. Great to have a chat to you, Matthias, and we'll talk soon. This is probably the first of many, so you'll get sick of talking to me. We'll talk soon.
And that sounds good, Dwayne. Thanks again for having me on.
Matthias Philippou, AFL top 10 draft prospect. Hawks, maybe at pick 6 is where he might end up. But, the chat with Sam Mitchell, interesting. Gold Coast have pick 5. Could be a chance. Essendon even pick 4. We kind of know what the top 3 picks are going to be. We'll take a break. Kevin Shifter's here, not far away, but a chance to take a few of your calls if you'd like to join me. 1-300-736-736 is the open line number. Keep your texts coming through as well. 0433-98-1116 for Dwayne's World.
It's Tyre Power's Big Footy Final Sale. To kick things off, you can get the power to buy 3 and get 1 free on selected Toyo passenger car and SUV tyres. Tyre Power's Big Footy Final Sale can't last. Visit tyrepower.com.au now.